I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The African Union has suspended Burkina Faso following a coup in the country last week. The suspension will remain until constitutional order has been restored. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach tells us
it just restricts travel of anybody that would need to come to our ministry. I think the bigger picture is that it just hurts the poor, the common people that are not involved in big business and politics, that kind of thing.
Yoder says CWO has regained communication with local staff after the coup. The ministry runs a mobile medical clinic in Burkina Faso, providing care for those who otherwise couldn't afford it. They also provide education for young women, something often lacking in the country. Pray many people in Burkina Faso would encounter the love of Jesus through CWO's ministry. And senior officials in the United States are looking to expedite the Afghan refugee resettlement process. They're hoping to get Afghans in Qatar screened, vetted, and approved for refugee status and placed on planes to the U.S. within 30 days. Refugee resettlement provides gospel opportunities, but is the church ready? Joanne Doyle of Uncharted Ministries says,
as my husband Tom and I began speaking around the country, we started noticing this common thread among the body of Christ. So many people were afraid to engage Muslims, period, whether it be in conversation, getting to know them in friendship, but most importantly, in sharing the gospel.
More than 76,000 Afghans have entered the U.S. so far, and most have been resettled in their new communities. Look for the full report online to find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.